Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. When we think of the most dangerous organizations in history, we think of mobs like the Yakuza, or that gang from Goodfellas, or that secret Chinese gang that hides within the Great Wall. Or maybe it's something like the CIA, which arms and funds both sides of a conflict so that they never lose a bet. Or in this current climate, maybe it's Russia, you know, a country whose leader rides bareback and wrestles bears and has Satan on speed dial. Some people probably think that Putin controls the CIA and is directing the Yakuza in his conquest for world domination. According to Noam Chomsky, the most dangerous organization in history has become the Republican Party. Now, before we even get to Trump, there has been a rise in the rhetoric of Republicans that led to that title. Also, Rhetoric of Republicans is the new Christian band that Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, and Ted Cruz have started. So you can check out their new single, Dollar Bills and the Holy Trinity, on iTunes. When Obama was president, the Republicans just practiced the policy of no. No matter what Obama said or did, they wanted their base to be wholeheartedly against him. Even if Obama came and said that we're going to make the Bible the national book of America, Republicans would come out and say it's a Muslim trick, okay? They're just going to use this to send ISIS into the kingdom of heaven. During the primaries, the Republican candidates practiced denialism in its highest form. They denied climate change was happening. You know, Jeb Bush said he wasn't sure Ted Cruz was still looking for evidence in the Bible, which he should find considering there's a giant flood that happens in it. And John Kasich, the vanilla ice cream of the candidates, said that it was happening, but Ohio will continue digging and burning coal and will not apologize. That's a ballsy statement. You will not apologize for being the cause of climate change? Why? So you can make a little money now? Obviously, if you're a denier, you don't believe in savings accounts. All about making that cash now. My mother would be very disappointed in y'all not thinking about the future. I mean, divesting from coal is the savings accounts of our survival. Now, does Kasich want to go down in history as the man that decided to bring back coal mining jobs and boosted the Canary funeral industry? That only matters if there is a history to be written. If we're all swallowed up by a fire tornado, there's no one around to write this shit down. So your statement is highly counterproductive. And now we get to Trump. Currently, he's revived both the Keystone XL and the North Dakota Access Pipelines. And this is done to bring jobs back to the American steel industry. And bringing back two pipelines that are running across this country is clearly compensation for the fact that he wants to have two dicks, despite the fact that he can't use the one he has very well. But pipelines are not the worst part of the dangers that Trump brings into the already dangerous Republican Party. The Trump administration has put gag orders on the Environmental Protection Agency from speaking to the public or to the press about their work and research. He's basically jamming an oil pipeline right down their throats, whether they want it or not. But it's okay. It's not like a full pipeline, right? It's like a half-built pipeline, and it's already kind of like leaking a little bit. The EPA is not the only one to receive these gag orders. The Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture were also put on a media blackout. But the Department of Agriculture was taken off the list because they're apparently biters. But the official statement from the Trump administration is that their pipes are not for fat chicks. So now, at this point, it's very difficult to say whether the White House is going to be corn-fed for the next 4 years. Now, the American Association for the Advancement of Science and the World Resource Institute have called for a lift on these bans. In fact, Sam Adams of the WRI, and not the beer, has said this flies in the face of effective policymaking, which requires an open exchange of ideas supported by the best science and evidence available. But right now, the best science from the Republican Party is that Sam Adams is a really refreshing beer. And as Chomsky claims, there is a lack of explanation that has led to the distrust of the governments and departments like the EPA. But now they don't get the opportunity to fix their mistakes. I mean, without regular communications from these organizations, scientific advancements to better our lives and help each other out is stifled. This blackout just means corporations get to do whatever they want to make money now and watch us all burn later. These bans create an environment of distrust amongst each other, with the rise of fake news and alternative facts and the silence of science and skeptical thoughts against an administration that doesn't have an inch of foresight but too many inches of a pipeline. We're becoming a society that is complacent to tyranny. A few years ago, Chomsky claimed that we were ripe for a dictatorship, and it looks like he was right. As much as we criticize Trump, we must realize that a dictatorship comes in two parts, the tyrant and his followers. There are people that believe his accusations of fake news and alternative facts, and no one has taught them how to question or the fact that they have the right to question. And with bans on science, it's gonna get even harder. Maybe we can tell them that their God wants them to question a dictatorship masked as a democracy. Perhaps the battle is not with this tyrant and his hairbrush, but rather talking to his subjects and removing their blindfolds for them. It takes two to tango and weave a web of lies. Without branches, that web has no foundation. Creating distrust amongst ourselves is how the establishment gets to do whatever they want and steal our rights, like they say immigrants steal our jobs. Bans on scientific advancement for corporate profit is just the beginning. Education is now dissent, and that's the only way people don't get a pipe shoved down their throats without consent. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Terre Haute, Indiana, Chicago, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Lansing, Michigan. You can check out the details and ticket links for those on my website at ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also download all of my stand-up comedy albums from iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Pandora, and Bandcamp. You can also subscribe to get unreleased material on my Bandcamp at ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. You can check out my podcast there as well. And if you'd like to support the podcast, this web series and socially conscious stand-up comedy, you can donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Thanks for getting into it.